This is Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Hey, everybody. Thanks for joining us again for our podcast. We're so glad you have joined us. Good morning, Tiffany.
Good morning. Hello, friends. How is everyone doing?
Yeah, we hope well. We're doing, well, we're kind of half here, or at least for me, I'm kind of half here. I'm a little tired, been working up against a heavy schedule, and sometimes that can kind of fry your brain.
Yes.
Before we get started on our conversation, we did want to say to any business or ministry or anything like that, if you would like to be a sponsor of Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast, we would love to entertain that conversation with you. And we have our email address in the description of the podcast, and we would love for you to reach out.
Yes, please do so. That would be fun.
It'd really be fun. Fun.
Yes.
Fun. That'd really be fun. Really be fun. That's right.
I have not had my coffee yet this morning, so this should be interesting.
Yeah, like I said, we're kind of sleepy. And it's not on the regular day where we record our podcast either. So we're at the tail end when usually we're at the beginning of our week. So
yes. Yes. That means we're gonna have the weekend. So that's exciting.
Right. You know, I wanted to give a shout out, by the way, to Kenda. Is it Kenda Moss?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
She was a speaker at we co-lead a group called CST or Childhood Sexual Trauma with another gentleman, Brennan Hill, and it rotates through a local church that we attend, Crossroads Church, and this particular season is being led by Tiffany, and we had an opening for a different expert to come in and speak to the people that are attending this. And we had a new person by the name of Kenda Moss.
Yes.
The executive director of the Eve Center. And she just had a very powerful testimony. And I just wanted to give her a shout out because Eve Center does some really great work, and you can elaborate a little more on that. But just, yeah, I was just so impressed with her and her story and what they do at the Eve Center.
Yeah, she really was phenomenal and really gave some just excellent tools. Like, I felt like we could go out and really start making some progress with these tools that she gave us. Like, I really felt like I took something away from the conversation. So you can find out more information about the Eve Center at www.evecenter.org. And they have lots of information, lots of free services, lots of free counseling. So I definitely recommend you take advantage of it. I actually took a class through the Eve Center during COVID online, which was great. It was so nice, but it was a boundaries class. Amazing book. If you have not read the book Boundaries by Henry Cloud and John Townsend, I would highly recommend it. But they did like a little work study of that. So it was super helpful. And yeah, really enjoyed Kenda. I followed up with her just yesterday. I couldn't believe she shared with us, and I'm sure she's okay with us sharing, but she shared that she was just nervous the night before. And I couldn't believe that. She was so good, like just a natural speaker and teacher. And yeah, left us all encouraged. I had a couple people reach out that they really enjoyed the class and got a lot of tools from that. So I already used some of the tools.
Yeah, those tools were great. I had some like in my tool belt, having taught mindfulness at a local recovery ministry. that I knew some of those things, but I never thought about using them at night when I couldn't sleep, as far as like the exercise she had given about like tensing up your muscles and then letting them go. That can be like a grounding type of exercise you can do when you're awake, but I never thought about doing it to go back to sleep. So I was doing it last night, actually. I woke up about midnight, had to get up and check my house, and not because I was like uber afraid someone was in my house, except that my son is home and I wasn't sure he shut all the doors when we all just kind of went to bed at once, because we have a front door and a back door. And I was like, oh, you know what? I didn't check the front door. So I went down and did that. But anyway, when I came back to bed, I was like, I think I want to do that exercise Kendall was talking about flexing my calves, tightening them up and then releasing them. And worked well. It just got me kind of relaxed and I fell right back to sleep. So it was good stuff.
That's great. That's great. She was amazing. So I told her that we need her back every time. So if there's any openings, we have to grab Kenda up, because she was such a great tool, and it was amazing to have her.
We should actually have her as a guest on our show. Maybe we will reach out and we can
Ooh.
have her as a guest here, and you guys would get just a lot from Kenda. She's amazing. But I,
I would love that.
yeah, me too. And the thing too, I want to just say, in giving her a shout out as well, and you touched on it, Eve Center is, it's completely free. It is a peer-to-peer counseling organization, but they also offer free classes, as far as like you can get into a group called, I think it's Hatch, which is for recovery from sexual abuse. It's they've got, like you said, the Boundaries group. There's some other things out there. So they have a lot of free resources, because their mission literally is just to help women overcome like traumas and get through bad relationships and things like that. And it's a wonderful organization. I've utilized their services too for counseling, and had a great peer counselor. We just kind of walked through some of the stuff related to my book, and that was before COVID, way long time ago. But it was really good.
That is amazing. And I just pulled up their site, and I find this that I'm not going to share all of them, because you can kind of go in here and look, but I found this that this may help someone in the audience today. And I know hearing some of these signs and symptoms of abuse was super helpful in my healing journey. And so maybe this would be helpful to our audience. But some of the side effects and symptoms of after effects of childhood sexual abuse could look like this. And again, there's a very long list, so I encourage you to go look at the evecenter.org. But low self-esteem, self-destructiveness, feeling down in the dumps, sleeping too much, not sleeping enough, lack of energy, loss of appetite slash weight. Let's see some really difficulty concentrating, feeling unwanted, suicidal thoughts. I'm just scrolling through to see if anything really stands out. Headaches, tiredness, stomach pain, rapid heartbeat, cutting. And any sort of self-harm to yourself could be a sign of abuse and need for help. Panic attacks. And for me, panic attacks took on a physical form where I knew that I couldn't push down the abuse anymore. So I start feeling, as Jen kind of talked about, in my muscles, it's specifically in my shoulders. It always just felt like I had the weight of the world on my shoulders, and everything was so tense back there. I had knots like so deep. And so at the time, I really didn't know what was going on, but it was like a physical anxiety, if you will, where I was constantly walking around clenched up and couldn't release and just be open in my body. So if you've ever experienced anything like that, Eve Center or, your local church or things that Jen and I have shared might be something for you to look into as your next step. But I will tell you, it is a journey well worth it just to be able to have peace in your mind and in your body and be able to freely walk around without your abuse making every decision in your life. So it's a long journey, but it's worth it.
It way is. And the thing that I thought of that I thought, wow, that's a pretty good indicator was Kenda kept talking about being in Kroger in the potato chip aisle, looking at potato chips and having a panic attack because of a trigger. And not understanding she was being triggered by something, whatever the trauma is, and it, whatever your mind and your body remembers from whatever that trauma was, you can be anywhere and be triggered. I was talking to someone after that in just my regular work life, and they were talking about how ganked up they get being around certain people, and they don't know when they're going to have like a panic attack. And it's like, well, gotta figure out what the trigger is. Like, what is it there? And that can be so scary to try to dig down into that. Just crazy hard. And in a conversation last night, it's funny, I wasn't sure what all I was going to talk about today, but like it's funny that I'm looking back at these conversations this week, but last night I was talking to a friend of mine who is going through to get her degree in counseling. She already has her chemical dependency counselor degree, but she's now going for psychology to be able to do like just personal counseling. And I was relaying to her that when I first went into counseling, I came out in the beginning after every session and just felt worse than when I went in, but then it got better. And she said that yes, that's typically the case when you start digging into old traumas, old wounds, that you feel worse because you're finally getting to the root of it before you start to feel better. Was that your experience at all?
Well, I think that's kind of the case with anything. Like even when you're in like a big circumstance, a common saying is it's going to get worse before it gets better. And so that seems to be true in a lot of situations, but I will tell you that I did feel if you're a Christian and are in relationship with the Lord, I did feel that God met me in each step. So even though the step was hard, I felt like he was there, and it was just a knowingness that it was going to be okay. That there was dark tunnels I had been in before that I just really didn't know how I was going to get out, but I did know that I was going to be okay because he met me in each one of those steps. So I'm one of the firm believers that we can kind of trick our brain and make things a bit easier if we go into it like, I'm just going to take one step instead of looking at everything that seems super duper overwhelming because, we've been carrying around this trauma for years. So there is a lot of things to be undone and healed, but that's not how we heal. We heal one step, one counseling session, one prayer, one whatever step at a time. And so it makes it a little simpler for me, breaking it down that way instead of looking like, because I was just having a conversation with a friend the other day and remembering that I felt like there was an arrival date, almost, if you will, to my healing journey. Like there was an expectation of like, okay, I'm gonna get healed from this, and then I'm gonna be completely whole, and then I'm done.
Like a finish date?
And so I'm not alone in that. I keep finding this all around me. So we think, oh, we're done healing. Well, that's just not the case. So there's things, even not trauma related, that are going to come up for the rest of our life, that we're going to heal from. Now, is it going to be as hard as digging into, a past trauma? Probably not. But just remembering all those times when things come up, just take a step towards healing. Just take one step, and I think it simplifies it for your brain instead of making it so like overwhelming, because we're never going to be done growing and healing, as we shouldn't be. I feel like life is a beautiful and more interesting journey as we are journeying and growing and healing with the Lord.
Amen. And I think if you get that like arrival date out of your head and just think, I'll be more whole maybe at a certain point. But yeah, it's always walking through healing, because we live in a broken, sinful world. We're always going to have parts of us that need to get, I don't know, touched by God, healed by God, just processed. And yeah, it you're right. I think I kind of had that whole thought too, but I will say this, my counseling journey was a little different from yours in that when I went to counseling, I won't say I hated God. I almost said hated God, but I didn't hate him. I just didn't want anything to do with him at that point, because I was so embittered. So angry, and I didn't know I was angry. Do you know what I mean? It was one of those things I was really pushing it in. I just didn't want anything to do with God. But you know what? The cool thing about that was God was still with me.
Amen.
God was still with me. He just kind of patiently waited for me to get to the point where I just kind of said, okay, God, yes, I accept you. You're there. And it was so much better.
And a thought just came into my mind about just continuing healing. And I talked to Jen about this before, that tomorrow I am super excited because I always wanted these little braids in my hair. They're called box braids. If you don't know what that is, just Google box braids. But they're these beautiful, I'm going to have like a medium length braids that you braid in beautiful colors of your choice into your hair. So, as some of you probably know listening, or maybe you don't, maybe you're new to our podcast, but I was a hairdresser in the past. So I always have some fun color typically in my hair. Last year I went full on and did half pink and half purple. But usually I have blonde on top and some fun colors underneath. So, but I found last year, as a girl who changes my hair all the time, I really wanted this pink and purple hair. And I was so hesitant to do that. So I kept asking myself questions, and maybe this will relate to some of you out when some fear arises inside of you, because I really wanted to try this. So I kept asking myself questions like, what are you afraid of, Tiffany? You've had, all different colors of hair before. Why are you nervous to do this? And it came down to that I was still afraid of other people's opinions of me and of their judgment. And so I don't know how you are, Jen, but me personally, I'm a like, well, I can't have that. Like, I don't want to live like that. So I'm going to have to do it afraid. Just do it anyway. So I did. And I was nervous walking into rooms for a while. I'm going to be honest. Like, I couldn't just fade into the background like everyone else had the luxury of doing. When I walked into the room, I was noticed because I had pink and purple hair all over. So I find myself again as I'm about to do these braids tomorrow that I've wanted my entire life. Like, literally, this is a dream for me. I've always wanted these. but have been afraid to do them for people's judgment. So, because of last year's exercise with the Lord, if you will, I felt like, oh, I'm ready. Well, I feel again some nervousness rising up in me. And I know that I'm going to be able to confidently walk in these, but there is some little nervousness left still, some residue, if you will, of just what are people going to think of me? Because this is a total different thing. So we're always healing. And obviously, judgment, healing from judgment has been a thing for me in people's opinions. I'm a former pleaser. And
Yeah.
so I'm healing from that. This is about, what I want to do with my own hair. It shouldn't matter anyone else's opinion. This is on my body. This is my hair. So, I feel like some healing is coming through braids.
I think
Through
it's a little bit of
braids.
it's self-love, right? You are doing something you really want to do.
Right.
That you will please you, will make you happy. It will feed your soul. And
Right.
yet I do get the pleasing thing part of it. Oh, I
Yeah.
do. I do. I do. You and I are both creatives, and our creativity sometimes is not always well received, maybe.
Right. Yes.
And so it because things like that are subjective, but even down to how you dress. Like if I want to wear just a t-shirt
Right.
and jeans and be a tomboy for the day, so what? Or
Right.
if I want to shave the side of my head, which I have done, and it makes me happy, so what? So what?
Right.
But people get very judgy. They do. And yeah,
Yeah.
I've been there. I've been afraid, like, of how people will see that, how they will receive that. And I have found, seriously, the best things come out of doing stuff afraid that I really wanted to do.
Amen. Yep.
I mean, from my writing career to, doing, like you, I do alternate color and in my hair and, doing that, or I don't know, just multiple earrings. It's just it can be a
Right.
million different things, but although I'm not afraid of that, but it's just been things that I've done and I've tried public speaking or teaching a course or whatever it is that I've gotten the best reward out of
Yes.
it personally, internally, doing something for me that I was really afraid to do because I wasn't sure how people would receive it. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And I felt like it was just important to share that because every day I leave my house with, a fun color in my hair, someone comes up to me and gives me this massive compliment. And I work at Sally Beauty Supply part-time as well. So
Yes,
I'm
there
in
you
an
go.
environment where it's welcome, so I have people coming up to me, oh my gosh, I love your hair so much. I wish I could do that. That's what they always say.
Yeah,
I
right.
wish I could do that. And now some of the reasonings I hear, which makes sense, is that my work won't let me do that. Well, okay, I get that. But a lot of the reasoning is they're too nervous to try. They've always wanted to do it. They've always wanted to have some pink in their hair, but they'll never do it. And so I just share that to, just challenge our friends listening that whatever that looks like, obviously, if it's a healthy, thing that lines up with, godly things, and it's not going to harm you, this
Correct.
is self-love,
Right, right, right. Yeah,
give
gotta have
it a.
that caveat.
Right. Yeah, I'm not giving you any direction to go divorce someone or,
Right.
go jump off the cliff. None of these things. But if this is, like a hair color or a funky nail color, I didn't know people were scared to use like a wild, like purple or pink or silver or, funky nail color. I'm like, that seems so minor. Like you can literally wipe it right off. So, I'm just challenging our audience, no matter what, if it is as simple as a new nail polish, because we're all different and that's okay. Try that this week. Step into that, and I think that you might find healing on the other side. And for the rest of us who have struggled with judgment, and we all do, so let's not pretend like that we're little angels and we've never judged anyone, because we all have. Let's work on that, and let's be safe people for people just to be themselves and allow them to walk in their God-given identity.
Yeah, just
So,
let them be them.
yeah.
Let them express themselves, you know? Yeah.
Be
True,
safe.
true that. True that. And I'm glad you gave that caveat. Yeah, nothing harmful, but
Right,
what?
because sometimes you're like, wait, I don't want them to think this is a message from the Lord. Okay, now you can go out and
No, nothing
drunk
like
tonight
that.
or whatever that is, so.
No, but like even for me, it was as extreme to the point of leaving my full-time employment to write full-time. And because I'm married, I invited my husband in on that conversation as well. And he was 100% supportive. He's like, if you want to do this and you think we can figure it out, I say go for it. I have like the ladies, I have no doubt you have great husbands, but my husband is like really great. He's super supportive, and he talks things out with me, and yeah, he's just what I needed. God put him in my life to help me heal certain parts of myself. But anyway, so
Yeah,
yeah,
you two are so cute.
he's super supportive. And I really adore my husband. We've been married a long time. My youngest sister just said to me a couple weeks ago, she's like, "You guys are like high schoolers. You're still so in love." And it's like, well,
Oh.
isn't everybody? And she's like, no. And I was like, well, I guess I mean, we are not unique, but I guess it probably doesn't happen as much as I think it happens. But yes, when you find, yeah. It depends on the person too. Some people are affectionate, some people are not. I just happen to marry an
Right.
affectionate man. Yeah, it just depends. But anyway, plenty
Look
of
at
people.
Bill getting the shout outs today. Go, Bill.
And he's Mr. Shy, so he's probably like,
Oh,
oh
I shouldn't have said his name. Sorry.
man.
Sorry, Bill.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy. But anyway, so this has been a really great conversation for having no focus today. We came into this conversation today, guys, just praying and asking God to lead what we were gonna talk about, because we literally did not have a subject this time. And
Not
so
a thing.
here we are. We talked about where God was and how it
Amen.
was good. And so yeah, good stuff. And again, shout out to Kenda Moss.
Yes, we're gonna have her on. I'm
Yeah,
gonna make it happen.
I'd love to do that if she's willing to come in, talk to a couple of crazies. No, I'm just kidding. Kidding,
We will have lots
kidding.
of fun.
Yeah,
Yes.
we will. Yes, we will. I enjoyed meeting her a lot. So,
Yes.
and I've heard her speak before, but just not about
Oh,
that. She did a thing for, I work for a local ministry, and she spoke to our specific department
okay.
about mental health. So anyway,
That's amazing.
all right, well,
Well, thank you, friends. It was wonderful.
yes, thanks for joining us, and we will see you next week. And I just wanted to again ask if any of you guys want to sponsor, if you are a business, a ministry, you would like to sponsor our podcast, we would love that. We would love to give you a shout out as a sponsor.
Yeah, and I will make it super fun and animated. So you will love
Yeah,
hearing your name on our podcast, because that sounds super fun. Like, I want to do a commercial for someone. So
there you go.
help me out, folks.
All right, guys, until next time.
Yes, we'll see you later. Be blessed, y'all.
Yep.
You've been listening to the Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Podcast copyright 2022, Parable Road, LLC.